Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this podcast. This podcast is Queensland legislation focused and also heavily focused towards members of Real Estate Excellence. So it may not be of utmost benefit for you, so I don't want to waste your time. So for all of us, we know that in recent weeks, I'm recording this on the 2nd of May, that the Queensland government rushed through without consultation, which they've explained regarding rental increase frequency changes. Now, the government said because of the urgency of the situation, they did not consult with stakeholders. Now, I'm not going to focus on any politics here. Let's just get to the facts. Members particularly, we emailed you on the 24th of April. I was waiting on getting the bill, if you recall, because I emailed you the week before when all this was happening through Parliament suddenly, and I let you know that I gave you what I could, but I was waiting on seeing the actual section of the law, and as you know, I work with the facts. So basically, thanks to a fellow member who got their hot hands on it before I could, it was very elusive, sent that through to me on the Friday before of the afternoon. So I spent the weekend studying it and getting my thoughts together of fact before I designed the, I guess, the best practice guide for it. We emailed you on the 24th of April, 16-page guide, which I've updated today, the 2nd of May. Nothing has changed per se of what you've read previously. I've just improved it, plus got a Q&A from the RTA, which is very useful. Now, I remind us all that it's no rent capping. It's how often rent can be increased in Queensland. It is 6 months until the 1st of July. It's been a 6-month limit on rent increase periods for a long time, and it's now gone to 12. Now, that legislation takes effect from the 1st of July 2023, and the current laws apply up until 1 July. So basically, any rent increase after 1 July will only be valid if it's been 12 months since any previous increase. So if any increases are written into the agreement or due to come after 1 July, they will not be valid because of this law. So basically, we know that for example, a tenancy contract, I'll use actually an RTA example here. Tenants moved into a rental property in December 2022, signed a 12-month contract, which included a clause to increase the rent in June 2023. Now, that rent increase will still apply because it comes into effect before July 1, 2023. Now, another example. Tenants move into a rental property in February 2023, sign a 12-month agreement, which included a clause that would rent increase 6 months later in August. That rent increase is invalid because it comes in effect after 1 July 2023, and it's been less than 12 months since the last increase. The rent cannot be increased again until February 2024, given that it began in February 2023. So part of this podcast reasoning is, members, the May member update is going to be the updated version of the April 24th as it happens update with the new Q&A and some minor other improvements for you. And it's now a 19 page. It's not how big it is, it's what in there. And as you know, because you need to know, I've included, as I always do, the legislation and the amendments, explanations. Page 3 is quick best practice points from me regarding the laws and the effect. And then it goes on in relation to the actual amendments. Plus, it goes on to remind you about bond increases. There's no changes to those laws and more. And also breach of agreement, break lease, change of shared tenancy. There's a lot to the update. Now, we're going to email that to you on the 9th of May, members. It's at member online, realestateexcellence.com.au. Log in with your office login and go to latest member update, April 2023, and/or latest member update. I've created a new folder called 1 July 2023 New Laws. Now, we're an email away for any best practice support, as you know. Really encourage you that you email your lessor clients the information we suggested to you on the 24th of May from the RTA to get them across what's happening. And also, of course, importantly, I remind you of stage two of the tenancy law reform that I hope doesn't get lost in all this sudden change to rent increase law. So on the 9th of May 2023, we'll email you that latest version of the best practice guide in relation to the changes, because it's not just rental increase frequency laws, it's mainly, there's a couple other things that, as you'll see, are relatively minor but need to be understood and known. So thank you for being a valued member of Real Estate Excellence, as this podcast particularly is focused for members. But for anyone listening, generally love to have your business, realestateexcellence.com.au, Queensland Best Practice Advisory Services, and much more. So thank you for joining me for this podcast. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.